It's certainly economic. We're talking here about an incident, one of the land seizures. In other words, people who are often migrants from other parts of the country taking advantage of the chaos to try to stake out land claims around villages to which that land obviously belongs. And one of those villages, as in many villages around the capital, you have a mixed population, many Russians, Germans too, and a group called Meskhetian Turks, who are originally from the Caucasus. And of course, the ethnic factor is explosive. That's certainly the case. But in reality, it does seem that this is really about this kind of anarchic groundswell of angry migrants who think that they have a right to land. That's been the case, incidentally, for the last 10, 12 years. There have been similar land claims. And they think that these people, whether they're Russians or Kyrgyz or whatever, are enjoying the good life and don't deserve to have it. So it's not necessarily about ethnicity, but the point is that if it's seen to be about ethnicity, then you can have a huge problem, because the north of Kyrgyzstan, the wealthier part, is really where the Russians live and other minorities of that kind. And many of the migrants will be from the south, which is the poorer place. So you have north-south, you have this ethnic aspect, which can be exploited, of course, by people who want to make trouble.